Crazy, man. It's crazy how fucking different working quartz is than borosilicate glass. I'll tell you that, though. We're gonna pivot real quick here, but it is crazy how different working quartz is, like how bright it is. You need totally different everything, different glasses. You need all we needed different wet saws. Like, I can't anything that I use for making boro, I can't use it on quartz, and vice versa. They can't touch. It's like having a knife that you're using for chicken. You can't just go take it over and cut up the salad. Like, the chicken knife cannot touch any of anything else. It can only just cut up the chicken. It needs to be cleaned. Like, it's like that with the boron quartz, so you cannot cross-contaminate any of the tools, from the wet saws, the sandblaster, all the hand tools, the whole station you're working at. It's crazy. And now someone might watch this, go, yeah, you can, you just gotta keep it all clean. And yes, that's true. But big picture, to avoid contaminants and the quartz, like, you really have to make sure everything that's being used on it is solely for the quartz, to avoid loss of product. This quartz is very, sensitive as far as like picking up inclusions or imperfections, or picking up dirt, or being cooked into that top layer of it. And being conscious of all that through having a very clean, dedicated station is one way to mitigate a bunch of failure because of contaminants. I'm learning so much. It's awesome. And truly, it is. It's really fun. Like, anytime I start learning something new, it almost makes me feel like, gives me like a, I don't know, new energy. It kind of like wakes me up. I'm like, oh, okay, new things to think about. Like, because like my mind likes to stay busy. Like, I like to have new things to pursue, or else I feel not well. So, like, and the quartz is so adjacent to everything I'm trying to do with function that it all just makes sense. Because I'm going to heat this thing up for a minute, but no, it's fine. What's up, everybody, and welcome to episode 171 of the podcast. On today's episode, we have a few different pieces to check out. We have this nano right here, which is really cool color combo I'll talk about here in a little bit. We have this new Signature Series 14 mil double diffuse halo, and the most recent of the Armillary Blue Barbie R's. We also have some new quartz on all these pieces. I'm going to do some function tests and some dabs on these and talk about you and show you some of the experiments we've been doing here with quartz nails. But yeah, I think we're really finding what we like, and we have more stuff coming in to keep testing different designs of quartz, but we're just dipping our toes in right now and playing around with some classic shapes. But first, let me warm up this little bucket here on this Nano RBR and take a dab on a classic bucket with a spinner cap. These are really nice too. Probably won't be able to see it in the video, but the whole top is all beveled. Like, this is a 30 mil bucket, so this is a really big bucket. I wanted to put it on the Nano RBR just to like show you how, obviously, how stable these Nano RBRs are, but also really show you how big this bucket is. I mean, it's the same diameter. It's actually bigger, like, than the top of this RBR, the actual diameter of the quartz tube on this, all completely made in-house here by our quartz guy. His name's also Evan. And yeah, we're just experimenting too with like what size buckets we like. I like the 30 mil, but I think like everyday people probably like something closer to that 20 or maybe 22, somewhere in there. This is a little bit big, but I wanted to make sure we offered a bigger bucket. Really, what I want to do is drill some holes in these and make them like an auto spinner, though. So, like, I'm not sure if we'll do that or have both options. But yeah, just got to keep playing with stuff and testing it. But the 30 mil bucket is absurd. Also, on the Nano, it just looks silly as well. I mean, it's just absolutely, it's huge, like, on this piece. And like, I know a lot of people back in the day when we were first buying the quartz nails, they were like tipping people's pieces over because they were like too heavy. So we had, it was actually traditionally the move was to keep the neck shorter, try to have that center of gravity. But then I started making my RBRs and I wanted longer neck stuff because of the styled joints in my pipes. A lot of them have a Dewar style joint, which is like a recessed joint. It's within the piece, which means that the outer diameter of the joint is whatever the outside of the piece is, making it kind of fat on some of the designs, making it difficult for most nails to fit. This was years ago. Now there's lots of nails with longer necks. There's lots of options for customers. But back in the day, all the necks were like way shorter. So I literally had to like, outsource someone and make sure that at least one company offered a longer neck nail so that my customers had an appropriate nail for the RBR if they were going to sesh with friends, and maybe had that one friend that wasn't paying attention while he was warming it up and splashed the side of the rig and, you know, shocked the glass. But either way, I'm going to warm this up real quick, take a dab on it, talk about it. This one's extra deep. I don't know. I don't think they'd all be this deep. We just had a bigger piece of tube. So I was like, you know, I told Evan, I was like, dude, just make a bigger bucket. Let's see what's up. But I love how stable is on the RBR still. Like, that's the one thing about the RBR design, that even the little tiny RBRs can handle a nail, comfortably, even a giant nail that's the same size as them. I'm always surprised about how stable these little rigs are. So excited to start playing with quartz here in the shop, though. I'm literally building like a whole quartz studio where we expanded. Still need to save a little more capital up and then take some time out to build and put hoods in and stuff. But, you know, everything happens in time. I just gotta be patient. But yeah, we're working on some crazy cool shit over here as far as like the quartz and the Boro too. Like, I have a couple new designs I'm working on. One is like a Puffco top that's like solely for the Puffco, like not using one of my traditional designs and making it fit a Puffco top, like designing a top solely around the Puffco base itself. Haven't done that yet. So I have an idea. I've already done a few tests and I got the concept. Now it's just like refining the function to how I want it. So I got to make a few more of them and smoke them for a couple days and see where I need to tighten. You know, it's honest work. Someone's got to do it though. I gotta make the pipe and smoke the pipe, make sure the pipe worked good, then I'll make some for you. Like, that's the plan anyways. And then for like the Boro, I have a lot of like signature series stuff I'm getting ready to do. I just don't know if I should do it like summer, if I should wait till like the fall time when it's like, you know, more of that like holiday season. But I have like so many projects I wanna put together in the next like 2 months. But just making sure I release them at the right time too. All right, nail's hot, I know, because the marble is red in there now. And I know it's a yellow marble, so if it's red, it must mean it's hot, because that color's reacting to the temperature in the nail. Not that I made that marble with that intent or anything. I just, you know, I know the color. I use it, so I can really tell how hot it is by the color of the actual insert in there. And back in the day, a lot of these 30 mil nails were really used for inserts. Like, people were dropping quartz inserts into a 30 mil bucket. They'd have like a basically a smaller dish of quartz that they would load their dab up with, drop it in, and like do like the cold starts with it, because the whole nail was already hot and it would slowly bring up the temp. There's so many fun ways of dabbing that people were doing only like 7-8 years ago that like just pretty much are gone now. They're not gone because they weren't awesome. It's like a lot of the times it's just like, if there isn't the people there, like sharing the, you know, how to do it or the culture, like showing it all off, then it can be easily kind of forgotten about. But I'd love to be doing, God, these fucking nails. Any new nail, I swear it holds so much heat because it's such fresh quartz. Like, it just, the way new quartz holds heat, that's pretty much all brands of quartz. Like, when you get a fresh nail, it's almost like you got to take up a little colder than you're expecting. Just because they're going to hold heat way better than your nail you've been beating on. Did I forget to lock that? I don't know. The guys will figure it out. Mike's back. Hell yeah, dude. It means we got glass material after the podcast for me to blow more glass. All right. We're almost there. We're at 600 degrees. I'm going to let it go to at least 575 or 550. Man, it's a lot of that too. Is like, it's funny. A lot of people nowadays like don't even know about what I would call just basic dabbing, like using a temp reader and hitting a nail with a cap properly and everything. It's not because people don't want to do it. Like, I get so many DMs of people be like, how do you get your nails like such perfect temp or this or that? And I'm like, well, I don't always, but I try to post the videos where it is perfect. But a lot of it's just like, you know, having people out there that are actually sharing with you how to like do this properly. And it's just not as common as it used to be. Oh my God, this is going to be hot. I'm going to die. No, it's all right. No, it's good. You ever just see like the hash start melting on the nail and you're like, is that too hot? Well, it looked like it was, but pretty good. Oof. Gotta make some spinner caps for 30 mil buckets. Whoa. Wow. Strong. That final boss from Green Dot, it's really good. It's a cherry pot pie, FAFO, whatever those two strains are. Hashy cherry pie crust. I kinda. Just like gassy. Just a good gassy terp. Man, it's been so long since like I've been, taking dabs off like a spinner cap in a traditional bucket. I mean, the last couple weeks we've been doing it a bunch because we've been like learning these, and Evan's been making them here. And but man, it's like almost like a nostalgic flashback to a time when like that was like the pinnacle, like that was the highest point, like a big bucket and like a fancy spinner cap. It's crazy how many different trends have come and gone through like the hash scene, like any scene, I guess. But still, it's pretty interesting to see like things that I were like they would pop up or trends or how to smoke something. I'm like, well, I guess this is it. This is how everyone's gonna do it now. And then like a year later, there was a different type of spinner cap or nail or something that, that was the new end all be all. It all happened so quickly in the cannabis scene. Like things would come and go so quickly. I don't know what that is. And it's not because, like I said, like it's not because certain products were better or worse. I don't really think that's what it was. It was just like who was carrying that brand or supporting it or who was promoting it to people. Like it's so funny how like important back in the day the social media stuff really was. And like the social media environment of the glass scene is obviously not even the main part of it. That's like almost the tail end of it. Like, people were collecting this stuff and doing this before anyone was using any sort of social media platform. They would use websites like glasspipes.org or whatever. Like they were using different just like platforms to talk to each other. It wasn't so much like using like something like an Instagram or something. It's so different. It's crazy that the majority of my career was just using Instagram and like sharing my work that way. It's truly been like the main thing I've done. Whereas like I meet other people and they like traveled the country following different music groups and working like more festival runs and stuff. Like it's crazy. If probably for those people see how different the scene is now and all the different changes it's gone through. I mean, when Operation Pipe Dreams was happening, I was like 14, 15 years old. I didn't know what the fuck was going on. I wasn't paying attention to that, dude. I was like skateboarding, playing fucking video games and stuff. Crazy thing about there's like glassblowers that I look up to and have collaborated with that were like at that time like crushing still like focusing on glass, and they like dealt with all those huge changes from like basically the government coming in and going, hey, you guys can't do that anymore, you're criminals, to like weed then being legalized a decade later in many places, and just all the changes, and then how the big boom in the pipe culture that happened between 2012 and 2018. Like there's been it's got to be a trip for those people. There's a lot of people right now that have maybe only been into the glass thing for a couple of years that are maybe watching this or just new to it, and like it's just crazy how much has come and gone. It's why I'm like I almost want things to come back so they can have a second run at like people like being able to appreciate them, like certain types of function in nails or certain types of function in pipes that maybe aren't being produced anymore because that person's come and gone. Like using like ideas and concepts from like things that have come and gone in this industry and try and bring them back for new smokers or people that are trying to like try the shit that we used to like think was like the best, because it I think a lot of it was really good. Just so much has changed and a lot of people aren't doing it in the capacity they were anymore, so the products aren't as available. And it's glass too, like so many things are temporary. It's like so many people break their pieces or drop it or lose it or whatever the situation is, that it's like just because someone made a bunch of something doesn't mean there's necessarily a bunch of it out there anymore. It's fragile. Pretty crazy. So yeah, looking at this piece real quick, we'll set this little nano aside here, that giant fucking nail. That was awesome. That was like just shredded. Such a big bucket though. Need to make a 30 mil spinner cap for sure. That's for the smaller nails, like the 20 mil ones or whatever. Still worked, but a bigger cap would have been ideal as far as where the air directional was going. But yeah, this now right here is just a little bit longer version of a couple of the things I've really enjoyed smoking lately. I really like the high surface area nows, like the Toro Slurpers, and then like Evanshore Slurpees, and then like the Black Market Glass. I think theirs are like blenders, maybe they call them. Like everyone's kind of got a different name for them, but essentially it's like what Toro brought to the market many years ago. That, man, I remember when I first saw a Slurpee, I would say for the first year and a half to 2 years of the Slurpees being on the market, people didn't know how to use them. They didn't even like smoke them. People like would buy one, but then they would just be like, I don't really even know what to do with this. Like, and then someone put a marble in it, on it, and a pillar, and then things were spinning, and there's all this surface area, and people were like, what? Like, that dab was huge, and, like, it just vaporized it all like that at, like, a perfect temp. Like, it was just, or you could take giant dabs, leave it super hot. Like, it was just definitely revolutionary. Like, Toro's done a million times over. I mean, just, you know, that's a company I would strive to be, like, someday. It's like, Toro's seem to, I don't know. The crushing, but either way, the high surface area nails definitely changed the game. Then you had like the Puke and Beagles and people like that that were like doing like super unique, like really functional nails that like just were really well thought out as far as like actually smoking the hash. And like some of the stuff they were making, I was like, how are you guys ever gonna put this in production? It's almost like, oh, we're not. It's almost like when I make this 30-foot bong, someone's like, well, how are you ever gonna sell these? And it's like, I'm not, like, it's not possible. But Puke and Beagle does some next level shit, still does. But I just remember them. I mean, bubble caps wouldn't have existed. Like, literally the bubble cap, from my perspective, the bubble cap was invented by Puke and Beagle, but I could be wrong. But there was nails they were making that came with these things called a bubble cap. And then everyone was like, oh, bubble cap, I can make that. And then all of a sudden, everyone made bubble caps. Like, and then made really fancy versions of bubble caps, and then auto spinner bubble caps. And it's like these companies that have developed nails have kind of like pushed so much innovation into the boro end of it as well, not just the quartz. But either way, the high surface area nails are what I like to smoke. I like this spinning pillar in there and stuff. I find that it, like, I'm able to get a denser cloud without having to put as much effort into it. I don't have to pull on the piece for a super long time. Unless I'm trying to do a function video and just show function up, I try to pull on the piece as long as possible so you can just see that tornado ripping for as long as possible. But really, I like to only pull on it for like, you know, 4 or 5 seconds max, and then do that 2 more times and have like a nice rhythm where I'm not like coughing my brains out. I'm just trying to enjoy a dense cloud of those terps. But yeah, I find that these style nails are what I really like to smoke. But we're just dipping our toe in the water right now and learning. So we're making the most basic, in my opinion, should be the most basic and most affordable style nails. These are all really expensive nowadays. Like a nail to get one this big would probably be like $400 or $500 from another company or something. We're going to make like all different style nails that for like different pieces, because I have such a wide variety of work. Then now I'll be able to offer nails that I know are going to work. One of the big things that I've found is that I have some customers that will get one of the larger pieces that I make, like something that's like a really big, like one of one piece or something. And they might not be able to get the function the same as I did in the video. And I'm like, well, it's the nail. Like, you don't have a nail with the right airflow for how big that piece is. It's like, you know, you're trying to run this big piece of machinery with a really choked off airflow. Like, it needs airflow to function. So like, I want to make sure that the idea is to offer the nails so that you can smoke whatever nail you want on the piece. But if you want to take like a big dab with, and then see the piece performing at its like optimum function, like I have that nail for you. My point is that if I'm so focused on function and I'm not, and I don't have my hands on the actual tires that are going on the car or the nail that's going in the piece, then like I'm then like subject to like whatever that nail does to the piece. For example, it's like I would tell most people that like all glass is going to function awesome, but like from any artist, like, but then you put a nail on it. It's like, what type of nail are you smoking on it? What type of cap are you using? How do you hit a piece? Because the main things that make a piece function is the person smoking it, you're the power plant, and then the airflow going through the piece, which is going to be your cap and nail. Now, if it's a bucket, it's solely all about pretty much the cap, unless the neck weld. Like, some companies do these really tiny neck welds. You, like, that's my one thing too, is I want like nice big open necks so that the airflow is, I don't want like points of restriction happening in different spots. I want it to be basically, I want to know exactly where the restriction is and have control of that, if that makes sense. It's like, I don't want to have three different points I'd have to like try to carb or change the flow there. I want everything to be high airflow till the cap or to the cuts, so that I know like where that control point is as far as restriction and stuff. Now, this is really like in-depth, like smoking hash and nail shit I'm talking about right now here, so maybe this isn't interesting for some people, but when it comes to the quartz, I want to explain purpose behind certain things we're trying, because we have nothing to sell yet. I'm just gonna keep working with Evan and having him make nails, try different things, keep smoking them with the whole crew, thinking about it, sending them home with people, giving them to friends and family to test, get feedback. And I'm going to do that until I found something that is awesome and makes sense for our baseline starter now. I think we can make it way more affordable. I truly do. I think that me and the crew that working on this, were like, we know we could make a super functional, awesome nail for a really good price. And yeah, then offer them. Like, but this is gonna be a process. That's why I'm just gonna smoke them, share it. I'll probably do episodes with like a few of the team on here, like smoking with me and talking about their feedback. Like, and like, cause we have a pile of nails right now that we're testing, where I'm like, oh, I like this nail better on this piece. And it's like, why? Like, why do you like that one better on that one as opposed to that? Like, what's the difference? And then I think we're going to find that we will be able to offer people the right cut configuration and cut height to where, depending on what style piece you have, you're going to have the proper airflow where the end user doesn't have to work as hard and is going to get the best dab ever. And that's not just because, like, the one thing as a glass blower I've noticed is, like, there's so much variance across the board when it comes to, like, cut height, which is going to determine the amount of air flowing through the cut. Now, if you cut the cut too big and you have too much airflow, now, you know, your pillar might just shoot to the top and just sit up there at the top of the nail and not really function properly, and there's just too much airflow and the hash is just a straw, or they're too small and you have so much restriction that you have to pull so hard to get anything to work and it's not an enjoyable dab. So finding that perfect zone in the middle there and then being able to replicate that, like, I don't know. It's silly how much time I'm putting into smoking hash technology, but it's what I'm doing right now. And I'm enjoying it and I want to share it with you guys. So I'm going to take a dab on this brand new 14 mil double diffuse halo made with chocolate opal, dense merino, which basically the dense merino looks like calypso. And then it has an encalmo of cherry, lava, and canary, which is a red, orange, yellow encalmo bands. And man, this piece is like heavy 70s vibes, you know, like vintage Bronco, fucking, I don't even know. I'm super stoked someone purchased this piece and added it to their collection. This is a really special one. Just the function and the cleanliness on this and just like every part of it, I'm like, damn, how big the halo is. It's like fucking, like, it's like a mug handle. You just grab it. It's just, it's a super sick piece. And the functions, like, the way I put the chocolate opal on the side of the halo so that you have like visual on like the water and bubbles dumping down through there. And I didn't put an opal in the halo of this one. I was like, I don't want to cover up that encalmo behind there, because like the view through it is so cool with like just like the ring and how big it is with the encalmo lines. And then you can see like the encalmo line on the foot of the piece through that. So it's just, I don't know. I didn't want to like cover it up. I was like, it just looks so cool how like big that is and how you can just put your hand through there and grab it. So I was like, all right, we're going to do something different. But yeah, let me warm this one up, take a dab on it, enjoy it before it heads home, before it goes through its final kiln cycle and then goes home. And smoke this giant fucking nail. Yeah, dude, we have like a we have to get a laser,
I have a laser guy already that can do that, but I have to get a fucking laser for the, there's so many things I need to get for like making the level of quartz I want to make. Like, I see why it's so expensive, but I also see where, like, because I have a lot of customers that, like, it's hard for them to justify spending the same amount on the nail as the piece costs, because the nail is like something that you will be replacing if all goes well, right? Like, your glass pipes should last forever, but the quartz might be something. It's like, that's where all the wear and tear should be happening, is on the quartz. That's the tires on the car. You can make it last a long time, but inevitably that should might be the thing that breaks or gets damaged, because that's where dabbers are being hit. It's being heated up. It's being, you know, there's a lot happening. My point is, it's hard for someone to spend the same amount on tires as they did the entire car. And I want to be able to make something that is like like the best function for specific style pieces, so I can cater to those customers, like the Juggernaut people, Juggernaut customers, being able to like get a Juggernaut nail with it, like a giant fucking nail, and like the whole nine yards, like have like the ultimate like massive setup, like that. Like, I feel like I'm gonna be able to offer like every, like, it's like what my pieces were missing was like the customization of the nail for that crazy ass piece. Because I make so many different giant pieces. I make so many different little nano pieces that it's like not one nail suits everything. It's like having the right nail for the right piece makes sense. Just like having the right tires on the right car makes sense. Like, I kind of try to keep compared to cars because I don't know much about cars, but I think they're cool. I like how they go fast and stuff. So, yeah. But I think next episode we'll have some of the team members on here talking about some quartz with me and going over what they like and stuff about it, or what they don't like, or what they're, we'd like to change. My main thing is I want to be able to like make something that we're not just sucking oil down the neck. I've taken so many dev videos that I haven't posted over the years because like a bunch of the hash went down the neck like a river. I'm like, how do we stop that? Because like there's got to be a way. And there is. And I've been finding like things where I'm like, oh, is that really all it is? It's just this change or that change. I don't know. Either way, I just want to try this because I smoke a lot of hash, and there's got to be other people that smoke hash like me out there, and they need a nail like I like. Not that I don't love all the nails from like, you know, Black Market or Evan Shore or any of the people I've used over the years. It's not even that. It's more like, if I want to make like the best functioning like pieces, then I might need to be able to offer precision quartz made specifically for that spec and model of piece. Just like if you have like a really fancy car, you might need fancy fucking tires. Can't just throw some basic shit on there. You could, but you're gonna have problems, dude. That's why fancy cars, I feel like they probably like make the dimensions of the tires weird, so only certain companies can make tires for them. So it's like you have to buy fancy tires. Either way, I don't know anything, but I definitely heated that nail for a long time. So I know I got a minute. This 14 mil double though, with the white perk in there too, it just like pops inside that chocolate opal on the little like white lip wrap at the top, and probably won't be able to see it on camera, but like there's the yellow Maria, and then in between the red and the yellow Maria, that in between there is orange, so it completes the same color pattern as the Incalmo. It's like those little details. I love doing that kind of stuff. Not that anyone ever really notices it, but I know it, and I'm like, that's fucking cool. Like the aesthetic of it, it's like the pattern follows through each shape and everything. I don't know, maybe that's the art part. It's fun. I'm gonna try this like corkscrew pillar inside this taller nail. Oh man, I think I'm definitely not ready. This new quartz, this is the one thing that's been killing me. Luckily, two of the guys here still smoke hash, so we're all kind of sharing this, you know, we're carrying this load together, smoking all this quartz. But I'll tell you what, it ain't easy. It's a lot of work. I mean, the constant on verge of a panic attack from too many dabs. It's tough, but we're getting through it because all the excitement from the sick fucking nails and the pieces gets you through that. You're like, no, this is dope. We're good. Don't freak out. I might even take this low, it looks like. I don't know though. I'm telling you, sometimes these temp readers, I don't always trust them. Yeah, it feels hot. But no, it looks perfect. Oh. Oh, I need me a cough right. I'm sorry. Oh my god. Oh my god. That's so tasty. It was a good time. That pillar is pretty nice. It stays down, which is cool. I found that the diameter of the pearl or the pillar really determines its ability to climb, and it's based on airflow in the nail too. But what we're finding is that if we, depending on the height of the nail, we want to angle the cuts in a specific way so we can make sure that the pillar stays in a certain area. If the cuts are configured in like the angle of them specifically, the pillar will climb vertically like so much faster. Or if they're a certain angle, what will happen is it creates like this pinch point where like as long as the pillar is within like this like triangle of air, it'll spin, but it won't pass where the air is like going like kind of like crossing from like it's weird. I don't know how to explain it better than that right now, but it has to do with the angle of the cut. And now I'm finding, okay, so this like corkscrew pillar. Typically I'm using a quartz pillar because that's what we've been using here, because that's what we're trying to do. But I was like, I forgot to bring it in here. So let's throw this fucking corkscrew one in here. And that one just stayed down there. And I definitely saw like the oil spinning up the wall, for sure. And like those cuts might even be a hair tall, but the airflow feels so good though. Oh, that feels nice. Got four of these 14 mils that we just did that I'm testing. They're on the bigger side. And I can't wait to test out some of the sandblasting on them that we got for the bottoms. Like, I think it's cool when people do like all the like stuff all over the barrel and everything, but I kind of like when like just the bottom's done or maybe just the joint. Because if you're doing like up close shots of like a melt shot and like half the nail has like some sort of engraving in it, aesthetically it might take away from the overall shot of like the oil climbing and the pillar moving because there's like this change in like canvas basically. It'd be like, I don't know how else to explain it better right now. I'm gonna say it again. That's all I got. But so we're gonna keep it simple with most of that stuff so that people are encouraged to get back to those fun macro shots. I'm sure there's people still doing it, but I think what people have found is that the algorithm was not friendly at a certain point anymore to all their dab videos, and they lost a lot of engagement, and it became depressing to a point where they just inevitably stopped posting those types of videos and or quit social media altogether, at least in the cannabis end of it. It's not easy to be posting the dab videos and try to get engagement. Instagram doesn't like it. But at the same time, try to find ways to post what you like and share cool shit. It's weird how different platforms become as they age, like anything though. But yeah, at least I don't know. At least it still works kind of. Kind of. It's not as fun for a lot of people anymore though. I still love it and have a great time, but I feel the frustration. There's definitely like times where I'm like, okay, what do I gotta do this week to get people to notice me? You know what I mean? It's like, what trick do I gotta do now? And I feel like that's what anyone is pretty much doing on social media days these days in some aspect, whether they're selling like real estate or fucking just doing magic tricks. Like they're just trying to get some sort of attention for just a little bit, so that whatever that translates to. Mine is like, see, check out my art. Other people's are like, buy my plan to be successful, buy this book. Like, but it's like kind of like a lot of people are just selling you something, I think. Yeah. I feel like the posts that do the best is when you're really not trying to sell anyone anything, you're just trying to show someone something cool. You're like, check this out. Like, and if that translates to someone wanting to support you, awesome. If not, fine too. when you're doing posts like solely, like I even notice it too, like when I'll do a post that's like basically like a Sunday sale thing or something, like I get way more engagement. I'm like just when I'm doing some goofy shit, stacking some pipes or doing something crazy than when I'm trying to sell glass art. You know what I mean? Oh, food for thought. If someone's a content creator, find ways to just have fun and make cool stuff and hope that translates to people wanting to support your art or whatever you make or whatever. Damn, that one got me. That was super tasty, but strong, very strong. Might even be too strong. I don't know. But yeah, another full day of, I'm working on clear stuff today. I'm finishing up a bunch of Puffco Peak tops that were recently ordered. And then hanging out with, well, Evan works next to me, working on quartz, talking quartz. So wild, like, having another person in the shop with the same name. Because anytime someone's like, hey, Evan, we're both like, huh? And we, yeah, it's funny. It's a lot. I just assume no one's talking to me now, which is kind of cool, but I think they're usually trying to talk to me. But I don't know. Either way, we'll figure it out, dude. We'll figure it out. We're stoked to have him here helping us. It's crazy having, like, such skilled and, like, I would say in their own personal life, like, successful people wanting to, like, help on these projects and be part of what we're trying to do here. It's really crazy. And I'm really hoping we all can, like, build some really cool shit here together. I am so stoned. This is nuts. I wasn't ready for this. Never am. I'm feeling so much better than I did like a couple weeks ago though, guys. Like the last couple episodes, I've pretty much been like battling something. Something that no one else around me got, which I'm assuming I got like, I inhaled some like dirty water from a wet saw and I don't sleep enough. So my immune system is trash. And I'm assuming that that made me have inflammation in my face, which inevitably led to an infection in my throat. But wasn't sick, I guess, but I felt shitty. But yeah, either way, better now, much better. And hash is fun again. Because it's not fun when you feel like shit, dude. I'll tell you what, if your fucking throat already hurts and you're like, let's take a dab, and it's like, yeah, maybe not. Let's like eat ice cream and watch a movie or something. Like maybe not smoke weed. That's the one thing about like, I'll say about like being like, someone who smokes weed all the time. There's been a lot of times where I can't smoke weed just because of circumstances. If I'm somewhere else and, or I'm traveling or whatever. And it's like never a problem. I'm like, damn, dude. Like, I feel like any other, like, what someone might call a drug would be so much more, like, I don't know, difficult to have that, like, just abrupt separation from. But I think everybody's different, right? Like, some people probably freak out. Like I've said before, I just, if I'm not smoking weed, I think I'm just like, I like care more about my feelings, which is no bueno. And then when I smoke weed, I go, wait, everybody has got stuff going on. Maybe you should like, not just like dump all your shit on someone and just listen. And that's what I try to do. But when I'm not smoking weed, if I'm, and then I'm like, oh no, my feelings matter too. And you heard them. I'm going to tell you about it. Like, oh, it's not as cool, I would say. Not as chill. Yeah, weed's way more chill, for sure. Video games are more fun. You don't take things as seriously. When I'm not smoking weed, if I'm playing some video games and I'm getting my ass kicked, I feel like I'm not even good at video games, so I shouldn't even be upset about getting my ass kicked. It's like, it's so stupid. It's truly dumb. It's like I'm bad at something. I'm mad that someone beat me at it, and I know I'm bad at it. It's like, what are you doing? But maybe it's like a healthy way for me to experience that emotion in a safe space. I don't know, either way. But if I'm smoking weed, I just laugh at myself. But if I'm like not stoned because like whatever the circumstances, whether I'm like not smoking weed because I'm sick, because if I'm sick, I don't even smoke weed. I basically just stop smoking weed for a week until I feel better. Because it's not as fun. If it's not fun, it's not. I don't want to do it. like a real brat. Yeah. But either way. Yeah. It just. Yeah, it's the best. I don't mean to be so redundant on that point, but I'm just telling you guys, smoking weed's pretty awesome. You should try it. Or not. Or don't. Or don't at all. Let's check out this Miller Drain. But yeah, heavy 70s vibes on that piece. It was a really fun project. Days of work in that. And definitely worth it. Learned a lot. And like, getting more and more confident with the line work and coma work, which feels good too. because it's like, as much as I've pulled off some really cool pieces, like, it doesn't mean I'm necessarily comfortable doing that again or think I could pull it off again. Like, a lot of things happen and I'm like, damn, that's crazy that happened. It's almost like landing a big trick over like a fucking stair set or something. It's like, at a certain point, it's less of control and skill and more of a little bit of just like luck and fucking, you know, fuck, I caught that like that. That was crazy. Like, there's been a lot of pieces I post on Instagram that were like legendary catches where it was like, dude, that was not supposed to happen. That should not have worked out. Is that crazy? Oh, and those are the funnest pieces, because then, like, especially when you have friends you're working with or like, you know, just like people around you watching the whole experience, like, for them, they're like, what just happened? You're like, dude, I know, right? That's crazy. Like, it does remind me much of the early skateboarding camaraderie that I fell in love with skateboarding that is still around today, is why so many people love skateboarding. It's like, it's not about like, you can have whatever pursuit you want. You can pursue to be the best skateboarder ever. You can pursue just making sure that you're just part of it and just you like to skateboard all the time. Whatever capacity you do it. But at the end of the day, most of those people have the one thing in common is they love that camaraderie of friends and like landing a trick at the skate park and having people hyped up for them. And you can find that in so many different places if like you know what to look for. Glass blowing, really, that translates. It's truly like a lot of people just trying crazy tricks and then sometimes they land them and you're like, whoa, dude, that was crazy. But there's no way that dude's gonna put that into production and do that all day, every week, and sell that trick to people. It's just not gonna happen. He'll die doing that trick. It's too much on the body. And yeah. But it's that camaraderie of like friends and like colleagues and stuff doing the shit. And I really want to turn this space into that type of space where there's more like things happening. But my goodness, like anything, you can have an idea and want to do things, but then like actually putting it into reality, there's all these fucking rules and shit, dude. Everyone's got a goddamn rule for something, like occupancy. And like all these stupid fucking, if you work in restaurants, you'll know, like, or if you're opening any sort of place that's a gym or a restaurant, they dealing with trying to have the right permitting to have people walking in and out, have different occupancy. You have to change everything. But that's just whatever. That's just like, who cares about all that information? The point is it's not as easy as I thought to just be cool and have a fun time. I guess it's like really hard to have fun. Like, everyone's got to make sure everything's covered properly. I don't fucking know. But either way, fuck it. Our Millery drain. This one is the second one in this series with this like newer internal like drain component here in the base here. And essentially what this does, I'll go over it real quick again, but it makes sure that the like draining water that's coming down these like purple drains, it makes sure that that flow isn't interrupting the flow of the mini funnel that is in the middle of them. Because if they're fighting, it might slow down like the power of this mini funnel, and then it doesn't like, you don't see it as much or function as much. So the way these are set up, most of that pressure will hit this internal component like a glass wall, basically, leaving the funnel and flow of water untouched. They'll go all the way into the base, making the path of least resistance through the mini drain so that the highest flow of water is going through that mini drain, giving it a nice aggressive drain. But again, these are the things, like, if you smoke the pieces all the time and you just want to keep making them like better and better, you know, that's like the puzzle. That's the fun part for me. And I'm finding the same stuff with quartz. It's like, it's a puzzle. It's like, okay, we made something that looks pretty good, smokes pretty good, but how do we make it better? And then you start solving that puzzle. You just keep refining it. And then in that, you find new ideas, new products, new concepts to bring to people to see if they're cool or not. And the fourth quarter of this year is definitely going to be a lot of that with the quartz stuff on top of the boro, because I'm focusing on boro. Like, Other Evan is, or yeah, sometimes we call him Other Evan, but either way, Evan, not me. Other Evan. Either way, he's going to be the one focusing on quartz and hopefully building a little quartz team around him. And I mean, I'm going to be playing around with it, but that I have to focus on. I have a lot of ideas for the actual, like, the boro stuff, but I want access to nails. I basically want to be able to go over to another part of my shop and go to my, like, professional nail guy and be like, here's the idea. Draw it on the whiteboard and be like, bro, I need this today so we can do this experiment. I have a 100-foot bong. I'm parachuting in and I need that nail on there. And then we'd have our show on TLC, dude. Yeah, dude. It's going to be sick. No, that's not the plan, but it would be pretty funny. That would be pretty funny. Just in any capacity, like smoking weed and doing what we're doing, there's no way you could sell it to mainstream people. There'll never be a world. Maybe I shouldn't say that. The world's pretty crazy right now. Maybe that's what they need. A mediocre group of dudes making paraphernalia. Maybe that will change things. Maybe they'll solve all the problems. They'll give everyone one. They can just hate us instead. Yeah. Shit sponges. That's what will be the name of the show, actually. We'll just absorb all the shit. It'll be fucked. Either way, let's take a dab on this. Let's take a two. It's all right. I've taken two dabs here. I did take two dabs for the podcast, though, because, you know, it was a morning. It seems like certain, like, bad things only happen on the right before I'm about to fill the podcast. And then I have to just be like, you know what, dude? Life lessons. Don't freak out. Just keep crushing, doing your thing. But yeah, dude, I got like, let's keep it simple. I got a bunch of old animals at this point, and everyone needs special medicine and things, and it's just like one thing after another, and I love them to death. But if you know, if you love your pets, you know how tough it is when they start getting older. You're like, damn, dude, this is crazy. But yeah, normal life stuff. That's why, like, when I meet someone that doesn't have any pets or never has, I'm like, I'm almost like a little jealous, because I'm like, damn, dude, like, so you just like, you're just like happy like forever, like, because you never had an animal or had to lose it or whatever. Yeah. But then I'm also like, how do you do that? Like, I have a whole family and I still love having all the animals, like coming home to them and stuff. It's the best. Even if they ruined something, I'm always like, that's, you guys still rule. It's crazy, man. It's crazy how fucking different working quartz is than borosilicate glass. I'll tell you that, though. We're going to pivot real quick here, but it is crazy how different working quartz is, like how bright it is. You need totally different everything, different glasses. We needed different wet saws. Like, I can't, anything that I use for making boro, I can't use it on quartz, and vice versa. They can't touch. It's like having a knife that you're using for chicken. You can't just go take it over and cut up the salad. Like, the chicken knife cannot touch anything else. It can only just cut up the chicken. It needs to be cleaned. Like, it's like that with the boro and quartz too. You cannot cross contaminate any of the tools, from the wet saws, the sandblaster, all the hand tools, the whole station you're working at. It's crazy. And now someone might watch us go, yeah, you can. You just got to keep it all clean. And yes, that's true. But big picture, to avoid contaminants and the quartz, like, you really have to make sure everything that's being used on it is solely for the quartz, to avoid loss of product. Because quartz is very, you know, sensitive as far as like picking up inclusions or imperfections, or picking up dirt or being cooked into that top layer of it. And being conscious of all that through having a very clean, dedicated station is one way to mitigate a bunch of failure because of contaminants. I'm learning so much. It's awesome. And truly it is. It's really fun. Like, anytime I start learning something new, it almost makes me feel like, gives me like a, I don't know, new energy. It kind of like wakes me up. I'm like, oh, okay, new things to think about. Like, because like my mind likes to stay busy. Like, I like to have new things to pursue, or else I feel not well. So like, and the quartz is so adjacent to everything I'm trying to do with function that it all just makes sense. And excited to like just make different, like, obviously, like, there's a lot of people that already make like control towers or blenders or slurpees or slurpers. So like, that's, you know, I'm not really like, we're gonna make stuff like to learn like this right here, but like, big picture, I'd like to make new stuff, if that makes sense. But in the beginning, I think it's good to start where, you know, we currently like to smoke and make it more function for the platforms that we offer with the higher airflow and all that function. But like anything, you can keep it real simple too. I don't need to overthink all this stuff, but for me, it's fun. It's still, like I said, it's a puzzle. Like, can it be made better? How do we make it better? Like, I just want to smoke like the best shit. And I feel like it's almost like that for like all different like companies and different like different, like, honestly, I look at it like still so much like people who are like do like mechanic stuff or like car stuff. For real, I don't mean to keep like referring to that, but it's just the only thing that's like makes sense to me going back and forth, even for someone who doesn't know that much. But it's like the people who seem to make the best stuff are the ones that are trying to make it for themselves, or like maybe their car or something they're trying to do, and then they come up with this like amazing thing because it's something they wanted. And like, I feel like that's what I'm hoping works out for us. I'm hoping, because I like it so much, that we make something cool. But we might fail either way. Whatever, man, we're just having fun. If the quartz, though, the quartz is, I don't know, I feel like there's so much we can do with it that like it's hard for me to feel like anything but the sky's the limit with it, though, to be truthful. Like, it's, there's so many things that I've like thought of that I'm like, wait, why has no one done that or this? Now that I'm seeing like how it all works, I gotta throw my dab on there. Now that I'm seeing how it all works, I'm like, damn, why don't we do this or that? And like, it is a cost thing, but like, I'm willing to make the investment because I think some of my collectors would want to buy some crazy shit out of quartz. Whoa. 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 Okay. Well, what was a stressful, kind of tough morning turned into, I feel kind of happy and confused. And that's good. That's improvement. Podcast sometimes helps with that. Just chill, smoke some hash, try to think about positive things or ideas and not get stuck in kind of like just being stressed out and negative, if that makes sense. A healthy distraction. Some might see it not that way by the level of consuming concentrates. However, you don't need to do that. You can just talk about things and think about it too. I just think the smoking weed part's pretty fun, so I did that. It's very smoky in here. I'm looking at Aisha through a cloud of smoke right now, dude. It's like crazy. But, oh God, I'm dying. But I feel great. I'm a grown up. Dude, yeah, I think that's it for me, guys. I think that was it. Darren Millery, I mean, absolutely, it absolutely got me. I mean, I'm dying. Yeah, but I feel better than I did recently, and that's improvement. Yeah, I'm so stoned. This is not good. There's good that all the people that work here are professional, and got good heads on their shoulders. Because, man, if I had to deal with some knuckleheads right now, some real goofballs being just needing any sort of help, like if they even had a question, like where's the toilet paper, I'd be like, I don't even know where anything is, dude. You tell me. Like, no, I'm just kidding. But that's how I feel right now because, well, fresh quartz retains a lot of heat. You get, with the tall barrels, you get all the dab. And fresh glass, it's exciting. And that combo, the desired effect, at least most of the time, is where I'm at right now. And that is very comfortable. And I'm gonna say bye now. And yeah, the next Sunday sale we're doing, we're going to be focused on dry pieces because I haven't done a dry piece drop yet this year, which is crazy. So some unique dry pieces like Cavaliers, Tomahawks, Church Wardens, Dukes, a couple new ones as well that you haven't seen before. And then also we're going to have a dry Puffco top for the Pivot and the Peak. And then we also will have some full color water tops for the peak. So it is mostly a dry drop, but the only water pieces will be basically some peak tops and possibly a couple of the new recycler that's solely for the peak top that I think people are going to be really stoked on, because I'm going to try one more today. I think once I make three more, I'll have like the function where I want it. It's just like little adjustments to really get the spin how I want it. So that way when I show you guys, you're like, whoa, bro, the shredder. Yeah, it's different. It's going to be cool. I don't think anyone's done it. I'm almost positive. But it's hard to tell because Instagram doesn't show me shit anymore. I might find some guy named Evan, too, that's doing the same thing, but even better. I'm like, damn it. Damn it, dude. What happened? I guess I ripped Evan off. Fuck. Like, but yeah, either way, we'll find out when I post it, I'm sure. People have to let me know. All right, everybody. Sign up for that newsletter, bmsglass.com. Watch out for the next drop if you're looking for a dry piece or a unique Puffco top. And that is all. Episode 171. Thanks, everybody. Damn, dude, that flew by. That was... hopefully I talked about glass or something. I have no idea what happened.